Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Alex Cazora. The 2023 NFL schedule will officially be released tomorrow night, though leaks will come out ahead of time. We may already know a couple games by the time you're listening to this on Wednesday. If you guys know me, you know it's one of my least favorite times of the year. It's even more manufactured interest than usual for the NFL offseason. Are there some things worth noting? Of course. I sort of look at it like a player. Okay, when's the bye week? When's the short week? How many primetime games? What about holidays? Everything else I put very little stock into. I loathe, above everything else, the strength of schedule stats based off of 2022. On paper, sure, Pittsburgh's schedule looks easier this year than it did last year, but throw all that out the window. Teams will surprise in good ways and bad, and no one, I mean no one, is going to remember about SOS stats come week 4 of the fall. If I was the NFL, here's what I would do. No NFL schedule show. No NFL schedule release. You find out the schedule week to week in the fall. Week 1 is over. Okay, week 2, Pittsburgh, guess what? Green Bay's coming to town. Now that would be interesting. I'm joking, of course, but consider me as someone ready to get this schedule release done and over with. I'll see you next year with the same rant. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Dave Bryan every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.